A few days before Merwin family's departure from Lebanon's Shouf Mountains, their family, friends, and neighbors came to say their last goodbyes on a windy winter's day. Abdelmoen, his wife Fatima, and their three children were leaving for Florida in the United States on a UNHCR resettlement program. Their loved ones sent them off with good wishes, Fatima recalled.
He said, "Lucky you. You're traveling and going to a new life. Your children will have access to education. Life is different there. We hope to have the chance to be resettled just like you. We hope to follow you one day."
Abdel quit his job in Lebanon, sold most of their household goods, and gave their landlord notice. He was watching the news that day when he heard about an executive order halting the program. Shortly after, Abdel received a confirmation from the agency that his move was postponed until further notice.
They told me I was traveling 7 February, so we started to prepare ourselves. In terms of employment, I quit my job, and I notified the landlord that I was going to move out. I sold most of my household goods and electronics. Then I was surprised to hear on the 7th or 28th of January that there was a decision made in the United States that they don't want Syrian refugees and other refugees from other countries.
Abdel and his family were among the hundreds of Syrian families whose lives were put on hold after the executive order temporarily suspended their entry into the U.S. Having waited for years to have a chance to start over, the news was devastating for them. Answering the children's constant questions became hard, said Fatima.
My son Muhammad would sometimes cry and ask me, "When are we going to get on the plane?" My young daughter Shad would ask too. When she asked, I couldn't even answer her. What was I supposed to tell her? Yes, we were traveling and they stopped us?
But a legal challenge to the U.S. decision reopened the door. Abdel got a call a week after the decision was made to lift the travel ban. Their children were once again excited by the idea of a new life and kept practicing their English.
What is your name?
My name is Muhammad. What is your name?
My name is Shahad. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
The family's now in the United States. The local resettlement agencies gave them accommodation, financial aid, language course, and helped them find work. Abdel and Fatima know there will be some challenges settling in, but they're determined to integrate as soon as possible. Fatima wants to assure people that her family's not looking for trouble and just wants to be safe and live in peace. Meanwhile, her husband, Abdel, wants to give back to the American community and improve people's perception of his culture and religion.
It is important for me to present something positive. I want people to think that this person has something positive to give because he's a Muslim. This will change the perception they have about us.
More than 1 million registered Syrian refugees are living in Lebanon. The crisis in Syria is in its 6th year, and according to UN estimates, 500,000 people have been killed. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.